Hi, this is Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. If you want to find out what God wants you to do with your life, then you need to discover how He shaped you. Now, SHAPE is an acronym that I made up years ago, and I use it to stand for the five things that make you you. S-H-A-P-E stands for your spiritual gifts, your heart, your abilities, your personality, and your experiences. These five things shape you to be the woman or the man God wants you to become. They make you, you. Now, you have a combination of all five of these things, these spiritual gifts and these passions, these interests. And if you're interested in something, you may have never thought about it, but if you have a passion or an interest in something, like sewing or art or music or sports or numbers or anything, where do you think you got that interest? Well, I'll tell you, you got it from God. He hardwired those passions, those interests into your system. That's part of your heart. And God made you unique because there's nobody else like you on the entire planet. Let's look in the Bible today and see just how specific God was in creating you.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we continue in our series called Doing Business with God. Now in these lessons, we'll learn what it truly means to do our work as unto the Lord, and how our work can be a form of ministry to others and worship to God. Whether your work is at home, on a job site, in an office, in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can find significance in your occupation, allowing you to enjoy your work more than ever. How does that sound? These insights and more are part of Pastor Rick's study kit called Christians in the Workplace. And you can take a sneak peek right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called The Work God Shaped You to Do.
So how do I find the work that I'm shaped for? How do I make sure that the job I'm in, my shape, not out of my shape? Well, let me give you three simple steps to get started, okay? These are just starter steps. There's a lot more. You can read it in the books. You can take the class, things like that. Let me give you these three simple steps to get started. Number one is examine and evaluate my shape. Examine and evaluate my shape. That means you need to step back, take a little bit of time, pause, step back from your work, and seriously look at your life and your talents. You don't overinflate your talents, and you don't underestimate. You have a reasonable conception of your abilities. And you look at S-H-A-P-E. And you're going to ask yourself things like, what has God blessed in my life? Where have I felt fulfilled and where have I felt frustrated? What do I get excited about? That's a good thing that it reveals the H, the heart, in your shape. What excites you? When you start hearing somebody talk about this, you want to get in on the conversation because you're very interested in that. Where did you get that? You got it from God. It's part of your heart, your passion. What have other people affirmed in my life? Other people often see traits in you don't see in yourself. What do other people say I'm good at? And there are questions like this that you can ask yourself where you examine and evaluate your life. You are rarely creative about your work while you're at work. You got to get away from your work so you can see the whole forest rather than simply the trees. Now, the Bible says it like this in Romans 12. Try to have a sane estimate of your capabilities. In other words, you don't over brag about it, but you don't undersell. Have a sane estimate of your capabilities, your shape, by the light of the faith that God has given to you. Now, one of the things you want to do is notice what you do differently from other people. Some of you plan parties differently than others. You may even wash dishes differently than others. You organize a project differently. What you do differently is a good marker for what you are shaped by God to do. You don't do it the way everybody else does it. That means you're shaped in a different way. Galatians 3:4 says this. Did all of your experiences mean nothing at all? Surely it meant something. The problem with most people is they never go back and review what's happened in their life. All of the lessons for your life are there. You just haven't spent time looking at them. In every failure are the seeds of success, if you learn from it. Now, if you don't learn from your failure, you don't get the seeds of success. But one of the important things for you to do with your life is to look at, where have I failed? Where have I failed? That's a good indication of what you're shaped to do and what you're not shaped to do. On Friday, we held the first Orange County Business Forum for small businesses and entrepreneurs. This building was packed with businessmen from Orange County. It was a great, great day. And I brought in a bunch of my friends who are world-class entrepreneurs from across America, built many of the brands you've heard of. And several of them are now billionaires because of their entrepreneurship. One of the guys who I interviewed was Steve Case. And I said, Steve, talk to me about your failures. And he said, failures are often the secret to your success. If you learn from them, if you use them to motivate you and to see what am I good at, what am I not good at. He said, you know, I started a company in the 1980s. We were the first internet company in America to go public. The very first company to go public. And he said, we started off as working with games, and we were working with Atari and Commodore 64 and things like that. And he said, we made a partnership with Apple in the early days of the 80s. We made a partnership with Apple's, and we developed a thing to connect computers together called Apple Link. And we were the only company in Apple's history that allowed us to use their name as a part of the brand. He said a couple years into that project, it was our biggest client, Apple pulled out. They decided we don't want anybody using our brand on their product. So he said they pulled out and we lost millions of dollars. And it was a huge, huge failure, a big hit. We thought the company's done for, we're in for it. We've just lost our biggest client. Sitting in a room talking about that, we came up with a new name for our company. We called it America Online, AOL. Hello. He's now a billionaire. Thank God for that failure. Thank God that Apple pulled out. We would have never founded America Online if we hadn't done that. Years ago, I met a guy, a very old guy, and he told me how getting laid off was the absolute best thing that ever happened to him. He said, Rick, I was 40 years old and I had worked my entire life in a sawmill. I had no other skills, no other job training. I had a wife and kids, and I'm 40 years old. And one day, my supervisor comes in and says, it's an economic downturn, you're fired. No severance, no retirement, nothing. You're fired. You're out of here. He said, I was at a complete loss. I had no other skills. And I'd spent my entire life in a sawmill working. And he said this. He said, Rick, I felt like my whole world caved in that day. The day I was fired. When I went home, I told my wife what happened. She said, what are you going to do now? And I said, I guess I'm going to do what I've always wanted to do, become a builder. So I'm going to mortgage our home, and I'm going to go into the building business. And this old guy told me, he said, you know, Rick, my first venture was the construction of two small motels. But within 5 years, I was a multimillionaire. The man I was talking to was a guy named Wallace Johnson, who founded Holiday Inns. Walter told me, he said, Rick, if today I could locate the man who fired me, I would kiss him. I would thank him for what he had done for me. At that time, I did not understand why I was fired. Only later could I see that it was God's unerring and wondrous plan to get me fired in order to get me into the career he was of his choosing, what I was shaped to do. Hello. Maybe that layoff was the greatest thing that ever happened to you.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called The Work God Shaped You to Do from our series called Doing Business with God. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. Again, that's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Many people aren't excited about their work, and they may even dread it. Maybe this is because we see our work as a necessary evil or just a means to an end. But when you look at your work from God's perspective, there's so much more. Did you know your work can be a form of worship to God? The Hebrew word for work in the Old Testament also means worship and serve. It doesn't matter if you are working in the home, at a job site, or in an executive office. Your work can be a ministry that brings honor to God. Pastor Rick Warren says that you'll find real significance and meaning in any job once you've got the Lord's perspective on it. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, Rick wants to send you his study kit called Christians in the Workplace, equipping you to live out your faith at work. This biblical look at work includes a 6-session DVD and workbook that will give you the tools you need to find purpose in your work, allowing you to enjoy your job more than ever, or maybe even for the first time. These insights and more are part of Pastor Rick's study kit called Christians in the Workplace, equipping you to live out your faith at work. And it's yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to rickwarren.org to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word daily to 313131.
Once again, here's Rick.
Maybe that layoff was the greatest thing that ever happened to you. If you learn from your failures and you say, God, what have you shaped me to do and what do you want me to do with my life? First, I examine and I evaluate. Second step is this, experiment and test. That means you do more than talk. You just actually go out and try some things. You experiment. You got to get out and try stuff. You can't just say, oh, I'm always talking about my dream job and my dream opportunity and my dream business, but you never do anything about it. I have people all the time who are talking to me about their dream job. They may be even 60, 70 years old, and they've never done it. And they say, I've had this idea for a bit. Someday I'll. Where is it? That South Pacific? I think that's the island the lost people were lost on. Someday I'll. Okay. People say, well, you know what? One of these days is none of these days. People tell me, well, Rick, I'm aiming to do this. When are you going to stop aiming and pull a trigger? You say, well, I'm waiting for my ship to come in. It's not coming in. You got to swim out to it. You got to swim out to it. You say, well, when I get around to it, then I'll do it. Have you ever seen around to it? I'm going to have these little circles made up and write the word T-U-I-T on it. And then you'll have around to it. And we'll give everybody around to it. And then you can do it because you have around to it. I'm a poet and I don't know it. But you need a round to it, and you're using all these excuses. You just need to get out and try something. Now, I know what most of you want. What you want is you want me, as your pastor, to give you a little questionnaire where you can check off the boxes that will tell you how God has shaped you. And then you'll know what's supposed to be your dream job, your dream career, your life work, your life mission. And you want a little questionnaire with evaluations and, you know, tests and exam and stuff like that. It doesn't exist. And even those that do exist don't work completely. Why? Because you have talents you don't even know you've got. And the reason you don't know you've got them is because you've never used them. And you could take all the tests in the world and it's that talent's not going to show up because you've never tried. So you don't know you're good at it. When I was a young man, I took one of these spiritual gift tests to find out what my spiritual gifts were. And at the end, when I took it, I found out that the only gift it said that I had was the gift of martyrdom. Oh, great. Martyrdom. You get to die for Jesus. That's great. Okay. I mean, that's the spiritual gift you only get to use one time in your life and it's over. I mean, and you only get to use it on the last day of your life. That's not a particular gift I'm interested in having. Now, I could have taken 100 tests and it would have never said, you're good at teaching. Why? Because I had never done it. And there are things you've never done, so you don't know you're good at it. Some of you don't know that when I started ministry, before I was actually a teacher, I was actually a worship leader. Because I played instruments since I was a kid, played guitar, had garage bands in high school and in college, had long hair. I mean, I was a typical hippie and had a lot of fun playing music. And so when I really gave my life to Christ, we had a worship band and I traveled doing worship in a lot of different churches because I really have a heart for music. I love to hear music. I love to sing. The only problem is nobody loved listening to me. I was what you call one of those prison singers, always behind a few bars and never have the right key. You know, I told a guy one time, I said, my voice just needs to be cultivated. He said, plowed under. I couldn't carry a tune in a baggie. Now, by the way, just because you want to do something doesn't mean you're shaped for it. Does that make sense? There are a lot of things you'd like to do. You know, I'd love to be an NFL quarterback. Well, who wouldn't? But just because you like to do it, your shape is more than just the H. That's heart. What do I love to do? There are five things that make you, not one. So just because you have a desire to do it doesn't mean you're shaped to do it. But you examine and you experiment. And so in my early years, I went out and I tried that. That didn't work. And I tried that. That didn't work. And I tried that. That didn't work. And then I did this. And when I got invited to speak a place, people go, hey, you're pretty good at that. You know, when you talk, people's lives get changed. And it was the affirmation of other people that led me that direction. Because, oh, okay. And sometimes life is like a pinball machine. And you bounce here, and you bounce here, and you bounce here. When God has a will for your life, it's never a direct line. Now, you got to experiment. Notice what the Bible says here. Ecclesiastes 5:7. Dreaming all the time instead of working is foolishness. And there's ruin in a flood of empty words. He said, you got this dream job and you're always talking about it. Wah, 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 wah. And you're always talking about your dream job and your dream business and your dream idea. But you never do anything about it. He says, dreaming without working is foolishness. And he says, you know, there's ruin in a flood of words. Talking about your dream all the time. Just talk, never do anything about it. He says, worthless. It's worthless. You got to experiment and you got to test. Forget about job titles. They're a waste of your time. You should care zero about titles. Zero. Because they're not going to matter in heaven. What's going to matter in heaven is, did you use your life in the job that you were shaped to do? And if you're not shaped to do it and you got a title, it means nothing. A title minus shape equals zero. What you want to be is a standout in whatever you're doing. Now, to get to where your ultimate life mission is often going to take time. I need to explain this to you as your pastor. 1 Timothy 4:15, Paul says this to young Timothy. Put these abilities, that's your shape, put these abilities to work. Don't just talk about them. Throw yourself into your tasks so that everyone may notice your improvement and progress. He's saying, whatever you're doing, throw yourself into it. Work with enthusiasm. Throw yourself into it so people notice your improvement. Be a standout. If you're mopping floors right now, you mop the best floors you can so that people will notice your improvement and stand out. That's how you get a promotion. You do the best at whatever you are in at that moment, and you will get promoted. This third step, and this is the hardest one of all, step out in faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You know, this last week on the patio, I was talking to a couple, and the guy came up and said, man, Pastor Rick, I really needed that message today. And his wife said, he really needed that message today. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I've been in the wrong job for 10 years and I was afraid to step out. And for 10 years, my wife has been saying to me, honey, you're in the wrong job. But it was making good money and it was safe and secure. And my wife kept saying, honey, it's real obvious you're in the wrong job. You're not fulfilled. You're frustrated. You need to do something different. And he said, after tonight's message, today's message, he said, we're going for it. I'm going to step out in faith. I'm going to make the leap of faith. At some point, you may have to take a leap of faith. My job as your pastor, as your spiritual leader, your spiritual shepherd, is to get you in the C zone, which is the confidence zone. In the confidence zone, you're wired to do what you're doing, but there's enough challenge to keep you going. You need a little stress to stretch you, but it's not overstressing. It's challenging, but you've got the confidence and you go, I'm good at this. I am good at it. It's what God wired me to be. And I know how to do it, and I'm competent to do it, and I'm confident to do it. Now, there is no guarantee on this earth that you're going to succeed at anything. There's no guarantee. But God has made a promise. It's the last verse on your outline. Commit your work to the Lord, and then your plans will succeed. Have you done that? Have you committed your work to the Lord? So God, I want to be what you made me to be, what you shaped me. I want to do what you want me to do, not what I think I ought to do or what's going to make the most money. I want to be who you made me to be. Commit your work to the Lord, and then your plans will succeed.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with an encouraging closing thought. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Oh, and while you're at the website, please be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. Listen to Rick's messages, click on his social media links, and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. Again, it's rickwarren.org. And please be sure to tell your friends and loved ones about all these great resources. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Maybe you've never thought about it, but your job matters to God. You say, how is that? Well, because God planned what you would do with your life, and part of your life includes your job, your work. God planned a ministry for you through the work you do. Now listen. It doesn't matter what your job is. You may be a manager or a stay-at-home mom or dad. You may be a doctor, a teacher, sales clerk, garbage collector. You may be a taxi cab driver. You may be paid or unpaid. You may be a volunteer in your work. No matter what you do, God uses your job to put you in a place where you can minister to others. And your ministry is actually in your job. Now, I'd like to help you with this. I'd like to equip you for your ministry at work. So I put together a study kit that I've called Christians in the Workplace. And it actually includes six sessions. They're study sessions. And there's a DVD and there's a study guide where Azusa Pacific professor Paul Schreier and I teach you about ministry at work. And together we talk about opportunities for spiritual growth, and we give you a guide for moral and ethical decision making, and we talk about how to find opportunities in your work to share your faith with others. There's a lot of helpful material in this kit, and I'd like to send it to you. I'd like to send you Christians in the Workplace study kit just to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. And when you support this ministry, you are helping not only share the good news with people around the world, you're helping Christians to grow. Now, I believe that this series is going to be a good series to help you, because we all have to work in different ways. And you'll benefit from this study, and it'll be a great small group study you could actually do with some friends. Now, we're a listener-supported ministry, and your financial gifts make it possible for us to continue broadcasting. So, thank you for your gifts. And by the way, visit my website, rickwarren.org, and you can find all kinds of information about other materials, resources, and studies, and of course, the Daily Hope broadcast. Thanks for listening today, and thanks for your support. I love you, I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. So join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.